You gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bev Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me today, as always, Mr. DTF, Dylan Fields.
What's up, everybody? We are back. It is NFL Combine weekend. Obviously, as a Cleveland Browns fan, I can't get too excited yet because we don't know who's going to fall the second round to our pick unless we trade up. But it's been a good weekend. It's been a great weekend. Brandon, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. You know, I've just been getting back in the grind since I've been back from Florida. After taking a nice week off. But we have a decent amount of news for today, actually. But how about you, Dylan?
Honestly, I stayed home all weekend. Had a friend come over today. That was a nice visit. I did see some big Browns news, or some rumors. So I can't wait to dive into those. But other than that, it was kind of a calm weekend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess we can go ahead and get into that before we do the combine. Apparently, it's rumored that Jesse Bates from the Cincinnati Bengals would like to play with Deshaun Watson, even though they play opposite sides of the ball. You know, Cleveland's going to be looking for a safety, especially if they're releasing John Johnson, which I think they should. And Jesse Bates is one of the best safeties in the league. So, you know, that's pretty awesome. Still fairly young as well. Dylan, what do you think about that?
I do like that a lot. I would have been fine even bringing back Poyer. But I think Jesse Bates will fit in well. He wants to play with Deshaun Watson. Everybody wants to come play for us now because they want to win that ship.
Yeah, hopefully we can at least be in contention.
Mm-hmm. Well, DeAndre Hopkins just tweeted or posted a picture of him in a Texans uniform standing next to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, really? I completely missed that.
It was on his story. Yeah, I think it was on Instagram, but it was a picture of Deshaun Watson and Hopkins on the field, like with their offense.
You know, if the Browns don't really like who they are seeing with that second round pick, I'd be perfectly fine given that they're Arizona.
Yeah. I would like that as well. I mean, I don't need it. I don't need it because we could pick up a couple receivers in this draft and be way better off than an older DeAndre Hopkins who's injury prone. We've already got the vet on the squad with Amari Cooper, so I'd love to just have some fresh legs.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that. I mean, it would be cool, don't get me wrong, but you know, it just would come down to the asking price.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple of receivers I hope drop to him in the second round, which probably will because it's not a very heavy receiver class.
I don't know. I mean, between Jalen Hyatt and Jigba, you've got who's from TCU again?
Why can't I think of his name? That's terrible.
He's like the top receiver in the draft.
Darius Davis?
Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, Quentin Johnson.
He's a dog. You've got Mims. You've got Josh Downs. Those are two of the prospects the Browns are meeting with, I believe. I don't know about Mims. I know Josh Downs, they're going to have a formal meeting with. There was a receiver, I believe, from what? Cincinnati.
Yeah, Tyler Scott.
Yep, Tyler Scott.
Yeah, I think he would be probably the perfect fit and probably most realistic option that we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd be perfectly fine with. He's literally what we need if we're going to draft a receiver. So,
how do you feel going into this offseason with our defense picking up somebody like Javon Hargrave? I was reading that they're preparing a $20 million per year offer to him to come play for us.
Yeah, I would absolutely love it. I'd definitely encourage for it to happen. And then another one, even though he's older, and I know he would prefer to probably stay in Philadelphia. Brandon Graham even would be cool.
Yeah.
But you know, something to help on the edge. You know, we just need something temporarily. That's gonna help us now rather than, you know, build for the future probably.
Yeah. My biggest thing is when you've got guys that are younger, like Anthony Schwartz and David Bell, if they're not breakout stars their first or second year, you start to question whether or not they're going to make it. Obviously, Donovan Peoples-Jones is breaking out. I think, in my own opinion, he's going to be a reliable receiver. I think Anthony Schwartz doesn't have a future with us. David Bell, obviously, his first season, he was hurt in the beginning, wasn't he? So he didn't get a lot of time anyways. This is kind of a make or break year for him, especially if we do draft a receiver. I mean, you don't want to fall to a, you know, wide receiver four, let alone fall off. So,
yeah, you don't want to be losing snaps, that's for sure.
And you don't know how much longer Amari Cooper is going to be on the team, whether it's another year or two, and you don't know if he's ever going to get hurt. So it would be in, you know, David Bell and Anthony Schwartz's best bet to mentally and physically prepare for anything to really show off, because this is the year. This is the year for everybody, basically. I mean, it's kind of Super Bowl or bust, you know, with all the money that we're paying to Sean.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm not saying we have to win it all this year, but we do have to do something fairly soon, make some damage, and, you know, like, it's pretty much what you said, Super Bowl or bust.
I just think that if we don't go to the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl, it's going to make the city of Cleveland hate the Browns organization for what they did in terms of spending so much money on one person, which was a high risk already. If they do not get it, it's going to be very bad. It's going to be a bad day to be in the Browns organization.
Did you see today, though, on Sunday, they said that Watson would be open to restructuring his contract?
Yeah, and I think he should. I think it was the initial, let's get him here, and then we'll figure it out. I think he needs to understand that in order to win a Super Bowl and not get his ass traded, is going to be, we need to surround you with talent, but we cannot do that if we're paying you the entire salary.
Yeah, and I think that was a given from day one, honestly, that it would come down to this, you know, let's get you your money, and, you know, maybe we can cut off and shave some money off your contract by, you know, maybe giving you it as, like, bonus or whatever, which usually happens in this case. But because they're not just going to say, oh, no, I'm just going to sacrifice that money. No, they'll usually give it to, or at least some of it, as, like, a bonus.
I had another thought. Do you know much about Parker Washington from Penn State?
A little bit. I saw some plays and some tape.
Yeah, the Browns, it says on Twitter that the Browns held a formal interview with him as well. I just wanted to know if you knew anything about him, but I didn't know much about him at all.
Yeah, he's super athletic, of course. You know, he had some crazy plays and came up big for Penn State this year, even though they struggled a bit. He probably was, I would say, one of the shining lights for Penn State. Especially since they're going to be kind of going through a slight rebuild. I would love to see them draft a backup center, though. Someone from Ashtabula actually was Penn State center last season. Juice Scrugg. Yeah. And he's in the draft this year. So I would like to see him get drafted by someone at least.
I'm sure he could.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to move away from the Browns for a second here. I wanted to get your opinion on this hot take. Nick Bosa said that he believes teaming up with his brother, Joey Bosa, would break the NFL. What are your thoughts?
That would be deadly. I don't know if it could ever happen or if it would ever happen, but
I laughed really hard because in the comments, one of the top comments was, yeah, those 5 or 6 games together would be really scary because they're both either always injured or Who knows?
Defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're either 5 games in the season or defensive player of the year. It's one or the other.
Mm-hmm. Or throwing their helmet on the sideline.
Yeah. Or making some smart remarks or bad remarks mm-hmm. that are probably regrettable in most eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that'd be sick if they both the Bosa brothers were playing together. Just as an Ohio State fan, even though I don't like the way that Nick Bosa kind of just left Ohio State, do I blame him? No.
Well, but I feel bad because they were like two of my favorite players to watch at Ohio State, and it just felt like Nick wanted nothing to do with bowl games, and I don't know, just felt like he didn't care as much.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree with that. He didn't give that heart and soul that Joey gave, I don't think.
Yeah. Joey was the face.
I did kind of love, even though it happened against the Browns, I did love how he got his revenge on Baker, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great.
Yeah.
I have the photo here I was going to pull up for you, the DeAndre Hopkins picture. Let me pull it up.
Did he just post that today?
No, I think this was on whatever day March 3rd was.
March 3rd? Okay, that was Friday.
Here, let me pull this up here. Share my screen.
Let's see this picture. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you got J.J. Watt, Deshaun, and there's no context. It was just the photo, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, shoot, I would welcome it. Just, it has to be the right price.
Yeah.
Can't be anything crazy. Honestly, I don't know, and I don't think necessarily they would do it, but I would even trade Arizona Kareem Hunt and like a later round pick for DeAndre to pick up his contract.
That's fair
because they want to get rid of him anyways.
Yeah,
wait, no, you can't do that. Kareem Hunt's a free agent.
Yeah, I don't want to see Kareem Hunt leave anyways, but we're not gonna re-sign him.
Yeah, no, especially how we utilized him this season. Absolutely not.
Now that Deshaun's back too, he's a mobile quarterback. You don't necessarily need Kareem. It's going to be a hard pill to swallow, but we're going to be trending towards not being a running back team anymore. They're going to be an air raid offense, and Deshaun's going to be the first option running back, unfortunately.
You think over Chubb? They're not going to – I mean, I know they're not going to run with Chubb nearly as much, but –
They're gonna give Chubb his flowers, but the only way they're really going to get Nick Chubb the ball is when we have instilled fear in the defense that our pass game is so good that we throw him off with the run. Right now, everybody expects the run, but...
Yeah, 100%. I would agree with that. Well... That actually brings up a great question. I saw recently people talking about like the Browns possibly trading Nick Chubb. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't want them to trade him at all. I don't like either. I don't like the assumption that you can only win the Super Bowl if you only have a good quarterback and mediocre running back. I don't believe that. One of the best. You know, one of the best things the Browns can do is hold on to Nick Chubb for as long as they can.
Yeah, I agree, until it becomes too expensive to keep him. But I don't see that being the case anytime soon, at least. No. I would say at least for another 3-4 years at most.
Yeah.
But I also don't think it's completely out of the realm if you get the right offer. I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just, you know, I'm open ears on it, at least. I'm open ears. I'm not for it, but I would listen to it.
Fair enough.
But, Did you get to watch any of the Combine at all?
No, honestly, I grinded out Yellowstone season 4 this whole weekend. So I'm on to season 5 now, and I checked into a couple videos, but nothing really.
Yeah, I saw a couple of performances. I didn't really watch a ton of the Combine. You know, I feel like you can only watch it for so long. I usually like watching like the running backs and receivers and like cornerbacks. That's about it. Even the linemen. I like seeing the linemen do the 40. I think that's hilarious. But this one lineman, I gotta catch the name of this dude. Ran something absolutely crazy. It was a defensive tackle. Or was it an end? No, it was a tackle. He ran, which I mean, this is pretty damn good for a defensive tackle. 4.67.
Wow.
That's a big boy running at you full speed. That 40-yard dash alone definitely boosted his draft stock. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool seeing that. And then Nolan Smith absolutely is going to be flying around the edge. So whatever team gets him is going to be very, very lucky. But what do you like? And I've seen a couple of people talk about this as well. What do you think about the combine? Is it necessary, do you think? Do you think it really tells a ton?
For somebody like Smith and Jigba, who didn't get to play all year, and he's finally healthy again, despite not doing a 40 time, I believe, this gives him a chance to prove the, doubters that he is a top 10 pick. I all along, all season, even though he only played like two games, Jackson Smith and Jigba was going to be a top 10 pick, and he's going in the first round. But his draft stock dropped because he didn't play. People were worried about him. Let me tell you get him on that field and you give him a good quarterback. Don't give him Kyle Trask. You get him a good
Yeah,
quarterback.
hopefully not.
Ohio State
Hopefully not
produces
Kyle
wide
Trask.
receivers.
Give him Dustin Crum.
Yes,
Give him
please.
Dustin Crum.
Come on, Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. We have Marvin Harrison Jr. coming, Smith and Jigba. Fleming's getting drafted too, and he's probably going to be a second or third rounder. I mean, it's going to be, I think the combine's okay. I know I went on a rant there about Ohio State, love Ohio State receivers, but I think the combine is good. It sometimes is a little redundant. I think sometimes it's too much to make it that great, grand of a event because the NFL try to make money on anything. But it's tradition, I think it's good for the league.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That just reminded me. I'm gonna look up something right now. Did you see C.J. Stroud's comment? He got asked what his all-time Ohio State team would be.
No, I just saw who he looks up to, and it was Michael Vick and Deshaun Watson, and that he picked number 7 because of Michael Vick. Which I don't think people need to take that too far, like to heart, that he chose those people because of their like off-field performances. I think they're both just dogs. Michael Vick had a legendary career, and then Deshaun Watson was also a dog before he did his little stint.
Yeah, I gotta find that video. It's not popping up on YouTube, but I know I saw it on TikTok earlier.
Is it crazy though that
But,
people are giving like Deshaun Watson the same amount, if not more, hate than Michael Vick got for his dog fighting who when he also went to jail? I think about that often,
yeah.
but still think
Yeah,
Michael Vick.
that is crazy.
One of my first jerseys I ever had as a kid was a Red Falcons Michael Vick jersey. There was just nothing like it. A left-handed mobile quarterback who just ran all over the place, could gunsling it down the field. He was a dog.
Oh yeah, I honestly, I kid you not, if I didn't feel like I'd get judged for it, I would 1,000% wear a Michael Vick jersey. He was awesome. I remember one of the first Maddens I played was the one that he had the cover art. I want to say, what was it, 07?
Yeah, I think it
Yeah,
was.
Madden 07. And I remember I played as him, and honestly, that was one of the times that, or that was like one of the first football games I like fell in love with, and really like started paying more attention to.
Yeah.
As I prepared for, at the time Madden 11, I got handed down Madden 07 from one of my friends, just because, you know, Madden 11 was coming out, and I wanted to buy that. I wanted to, you know, get to learn football more, so I played that game, started to learn more football that way, while I was waiting for the season to start. I'm still trying to find that. I literally saw it today. Oh, here it is.
I'm going Josh Proctor. That's two bangers and safety. Linebacker, I'm going Ryan Shazier. I'm going Baron Browning. And I'm going Pete Warner. DN Chase Young, Nick and Joey. We're gonna have a three DN personnel inside. I'm going Cameron Hayward. The other corner, who am I putting at the other corner? Oh, Denzel Ward. And my backup corner, my bad, Marshawn. I'm a big Marshawn Lattimore fan. Quarterback, I'm going myself. I'm sorry. Running back, I'm biased. I'm going Mayan Williams, my teammate who is there with me, and I'm going Ezekiel Elliott. Nick Vanette went to Ohio State, I think. So I'm putting in a tight end, Jeremy Rucker. I'm starting Jeremy Rucker at tight end. Jackson in the slot. This it's not even no question. Jackson in the slot. I'm going Marvin on the outside. And I need speed. I can't leave Garrett though. Like that's crazy to leave Garrett. 11 person, I'm going Chris on the outside. Chris, so Chris, Marv on the outside, Jackson in the slot, Rucker in the tight end. 10 personnel, Garrett Wilson. And I'm gonna throw a curveball. I'm throwing Marvin in the slot. So Marvin Jackson in the slot, Chris and Garrett on the outside. That's crazy. We're not losing a game. Jeff Okuda at corner. Ohio
Jeff Okuda at corner. Not losing a game.
I don't think they would. I'm gonna
go. No. Probably
who did he
not.
Have? Who did and he also, have after?
That was posted by Sports Seriously on TikTok.
When was well, who did he who did he say after Ezekiel Elliott?
Then he started getting into receivers. So Zeke was his RB2.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I agree. But, well, I don't know if I agree about Mayan Williams being over Zeke. Zeke was an unstoppable force.
Yeah, Zeke I think, is way better than Williams, personally. No offense to Williams, but
even J.K. Dobbins.
I think that was slightly biased because, you know, that's the running back that he played with in college.
Yeah, I think J.K. Dobbins is better than Mayan Williams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dobbins was a dog at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Who did
I thought that was cool when I saw that this morning.
Who did Mayan split time with this season?
Henderson.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. I'm curious how they're gonna look next season.
It'll be a different look.
It's our first white. They're still going to have a lot of stud receivers.
Our first white quarterback in like 10 years.
Is that who we're starting?
Kyle McCord? That's the plan.
That's what. Okay, yeah. That sounds about right.
You go back, you've had CJ Stroud, Justin Fields, Dwayne Haskins, Cardale Jones, JT Barrett, Braxton Miller.
Braxton Miller, Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor, Troy Smith.
Troy Smith, yep.
I don't know who, well, that was 2007. I don't know who was in between him and Pryor.
Basically, yeah. Basically, since I've been watching Ohio State, really.
All
been,
great quarterbacks.
Oh, which, yeah. Shout phenomenal.
Out, I think it's Justin Fields' birthday today. He's 24 today.
Is it actually? Happy birthday, so, yeah. Mr. Fields.
Mr. Fields.
Yes. Is that your cousin?
Yes.
It is?
Yes. Somewhere down the line.
No. But yeah, not a whole lot happened in sports. Did you see the scuffle between Luka and Devin Booker?
No.
Oh, they got in some scuffle. I mean, it'd be interesting if they match up in the playoffs, the Mavericks versus the Suns. Even though I think it would be a completely different story now. But.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't get a chance to see that. I didn't get to watch much basketball this weekend, although I did bet some stuff yesterday. I was live betting college basketball all day, and then I got into the parlays for the night. I was pissed because I had Kansas money line and Kansas lost. But I had Kentucky money line. That paid out. I had Ohio State losing to Michigan State and Alabama beating Texas Tech. Is that who they played? A&M. I think it's Texas A&M. Alabama ended up losing, so I lost that one. I did this crazy one that I saw on Twitter, and I only did it because my friend and I at work, we have seen that there's a Discord that if you pay $50 a month to the Discord, they give you bets that are winning, like, super huge payouts. Like, this guy... Here, I'll just pull it up because it was actually, like, crazy. Where is it? Okay. So the other night, this guy turned $1,500 into $46,000.
Wow.
All for Tyler Herro to make 5 threes and Julius Randle to make 5 threes, and it hit.
That is a bold, wow.
Like, how do you fucking, how do you come up with that shit? So the one I saw yesterday was Brooke Lopez, 4 made threes, Grayson Allen, 3 made threes, Tyrese Maxey, 6 assists, and James Harden, 25 points. I did $2 on it, and the payout was $992, and it did not hit. But
what was off? Was all of it off? Or
only one. Wait.
Brooke Lopez?
Actually, let me look. Let me double check on that one. Because now I'm curious.
Because that'd be crazy if that hit.
Oh, two of the four hit. So Lopez did not get four, and Maxey did not get 6 assists. But Grayson Allen hit 3 threes, and James Harden had 25 points. In that same game, I did a smaller parlay. I did James Harden 4 rebounds, Tobias Harris 4 rebounds, and Antetokounmpo 4 assists, and 2 out of 3 hit. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I found just now an interesting topic to talk about. What do you think is the hardest position to play in football?
The hardest position?
Yes.
The tight end?
You think tight end's the hardest position to play?
Yes. You have to be the smartest player in the field. Do you want to know why?
I want to hear an explanation because I don't agree whatsoever.
In order to be a tight end on the NFL field, you not only have to know your position, but you have to know the lineman's positions. You have to know what the running play is, what the passing play is, because you have to remember your reception or your running routes. You have to know whether you're blocking or you're running out for a pass. Travis Kelce said it best, like, you are kind of quarterback two on the field because you're not only a wide receiver, a lineman, but you're also, I mean, there's just so many things that the tight end needs to know. So I took that, and I think that the tight end might be the hardest position to play.
That's a fair argument. That's a fair argument. Yeah, I didn't really think of it that way. I always have thought it's been cornerback because you have to be the most gifted athletically for that.
Yeah.
Like not everyone can play cornerback, not saying that everyone can play quarterback or like running back, but it's a lot easier to find a good running back or a good quarterback than it is a good corner.
Yeah.
I feel like you just have to, you have to have a different kind of athleticism to be a great corner in the league.
Oh, yeah, they're few and far between.
Like Deion Sanders, you know, even Darrelle Revis, even though he wasn't the fastest, you know, he could still play man very well. You know, being able to, you're basically backpedaling against people that are running 4.3, 4.2, 40-yard dashes. I mean, every single play. And you have to read whether they're going to make a cut, and you have to make your decision right then and there. Nonetheless, be able to read a quarterback's eyes while you're trying to cover them man-to-man. Granted, that can also be deciphered whether they're playing zone or not. I would argue with that as well. I didn't really think about tight end, though. I thought that was actually a very good explanation on in case, at least, for why tight end would be the toughest position.
We'll have to throw a poll up. So if you're listening to this on Spotify, swipe up and do the poll. What is the more tough position on the field, the cornerback or the tight end? Curious to see what people think.
I'm putting it on our Twitter right now. So by the time you post this, go ahead and check out our Twitter. I'll go ahead and make it the pinned post or pinned tweet on our Twitter. I'm curious what people are going to say. I think it's corner. Honestly, you could really argue anything, I feel like, other than kicker or punter. Kicker would be hard. Don't get me kicker, wrong. I'm not acting like
so if you were to ask Gabby, Gabby would tell you that the kicker is the hardest position because it's the most under-pressured position.
Okay, so see, that's the argument that I would accept. I would. I know if I played football, that'd be the last position I would want to play.
You know what? Throw that on the poll, too. Throw that on the poll. And then make the fourth.
I'm just typing it as a question, and people, I'm going to have people reply.
Oh, okay. That's fair, too.
You go check us out at Hold My Bev. And I'm going to have state why you think it's the toughest position.
And if you're watching us on YouTube, welcome to the show. We got some new viewers. Thank you for tuning in to Hold My Bev. We're excited to finally be on YouTube and to finally have some video podcasts out. It's been a long road, but we are here. And while he's getting that set up, if you are also new, check out my podcast, Refill and Chill. Brandon's on there for Saturdays. We talk about Star Wars, everything in the galaxy far, far away. I've got other episodes that go from anything between TV, music, and movies. Lately, it's just been kind of Star Wars, as a lot's been coming out between Andor last year, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and now we've got Bad Batch and our good old friend Mandalorian. So check it out, Refill and Chill. This is a Refill and Chill production. I like Hold My Bev. I think this is like my favorite show we've done so far. Star Wars Saturday is always a treat because it's like where we can just nerd out. But like this is
it's something special because that's what started it all.
Yeah. And this is like kind of the future.
Yeah, exactly. I actually just ran across the tweet while I was tweeting that. And I see that you liked it earlier. I think this is pretty mind-blowing, actually. In his first six seasons in the NFL, Taysom Hill has made $32.77 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Lamar Jackson's first five seasons in the NFL, he has also only made $32.77 million. How does that make sense?
It doesn't.
It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, yeah, it's one more year, but Taysom Hill, Lamar Jackson. I can do that, and now that we're doing video.
You know why he's
also,
making...
Also, I didn't even realize that I moved my whole studio. It's still in the progress. You'll be getting the jersey and backdrop back here soon. But, you know, I just started doing it over the weekend a little bit. And just piecing it all together here shortly.
You know why Taysom Hill makes so much money?
Because he was a quarterback and a tight end.
Because he has to play the hardest position on the field.
I mean, he's a great example for your case. Yes. You had him play quarterback.
Yes. He's a man.
Kind of had a noodle arm. A little
man
bit,
of but... many.
Oh, yeah. So, talking about D-Hop earlier, it looks like the Chiefs, Giants, and Patriots are the names that keep coming up in potential D-Hop trades. And it looks like it's just going to take a second-round pick again to trade for him, which at the time, when the Cardinals got him from the Texans for a second-round pick, I thought that was an absolute joke. Now that's a little bit more reasonable that he's, you know, in his 30s and getting older. But
did you see that on NFL they did a comparison by the numbers of Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama to Jamal Charles?
Really?
Yeah, it was by the numbers.
That's actually a really interesting comparison.
Jahmyr Gibbs is 5'9".
I actually can kind of see it.
199 pounds. He did a 4.36 40 and a 33.5-inch vertical. Jamal Charles, 5'11", 200 pounds, 4.38 and a 30-inch vertical. So almost Jahmyr Gibbs looks a little more impressive. So maybe that's setting him up for a good career.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a pretty solid running back. I wouldn't even be surprised if he broke out his rookie year just depending on the team that drafts him. I still think Robinson's the best running back in this class, though. And I'm just praying the Eagles somehow don't get him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will make losing Miles Sanders look like nothing.
Wow, I just read on Twitter somebody did an all-unders bet for the Cavs-Pistons game the other night. And the odds are plus 30,536. They paid $15 and they won 4,500.
Wow. I saw some stuff about the Browns trying to go after DeForest Buckner and trade some draft picks.
I saw that too.
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how reasonable that is. If it's even reasonable. I mean, I would love it, but...
Did you watch any of the Travis Kelce SNL skits?
I watched a little bit of it. I saw when he was talking about his parents, and then they kept showing the camera on Jason.
Mm-hmm.
When he was like, yeah, I know my brother was happy for me, and his brother, and Jason's just straight-facing it, like, not happy about it. Yeah. Whatsoever.
He was in a couple of skits. They pulled Jason in. It was kind of funny. It's amazing what
I love that. I like that. I think Saturday Night Live's been getting better and better, at least now.
Fell off like 10 years though.
It was pretty dry for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
But did anything else that you saw over the weekend happen through sports?
Not really. Just been barely keeping a hold of what's going on in Arizona for the Guardians. The Guardians are just doing what they do in the spring training. They just kind of play 50-50 ball. John Cena's coming back to WWE Raw tonight, if you're watching on Monday. I know some of my friends will be excited.
Did you grow up a WWE kid?
I was a big WWE kid, yeah. I was huge.
See, I never got into that.
It was awesome. And then I took myself away from it when I was, let's just say I was probably what? I was probably 13, maybe, because I was getting ready to go to high school. So I was like 12 or 13. 14 was when I was in. No, I was in 8th grade. So, yeah, let's just say 13. I think I was going into junior high. But not watched it, not breathed a single, you know, breath of air of WWE. And then just last month or 2 months ago, I went to my buddy's because he still watches it. And we watched the Royal Rumble. And I really enjoyed it. I was, like, feeling really nostalgic. You definitely can tell, though, it's staged and fake. Now that I'm older. but still very entertaining, and the storylines are just as good as they were back in the day.
Yeah, I wish they could do some of the stuff that they did back in the day.
Yeah, it's just cancel culture.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince McMahon used to get away with saying the N-word. And, like, today, if he would say that, the man would never be seen on TV again.
Oh, absolutely. I just realized there's two things that we have to talk about. One I didn't really know a whole lot about until just now, but the other I did. Did you hear about John Morant?
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Yeah, he's been recently getting caught with guns a ton.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is his problem? I don't get it. You have such a bright future. Why would you just throw it away?
Yeah, it's like the fame's getting to him or something.
Oh, it definitely is. He's, you know, I think that whole Grizzlies team, they're kind of full of themselves. Yeah. You know, everyone's, you know, on their side, and now everyone kind of hates them, other than the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I like John Morant. I did. I don't like him nearly as much now, but...
Yeah, he's a dog. I mean, he's a really great player, and he's great for the league, but holy shit, is he really blowing it for himself.
Yeah, I mean, who knows what he's been involved with now. I mean, that's definitely going to raise some flags, you know, especially after, I don't know if you heard about the story, after a Grizzlies game, John Morant was supposedly in a car.
With the laser?
Yeah.
The laser pointer, yeah. Yep, and then you've got the kid that he beat up with and then, you know, showing his gun at the park, and then he's got his gun on Instagram Live. Which, there's no, yeah, I mean, in my opinion, there's no harm in showing that you have guns, but because of his celebrity status, because he's a face of the NBA to kids, and there's kids who follow him, I think the last thing you want to do for your public image is post a video or an image with you with a gun. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, especially just, like, waving it around, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
Not cool.
He's not a rapper. There's a lot of NBA players nowadays that want to be rappers, and then the rappers want to be NBA players, I feel like. I've heard that, actually, by a couple of different people.
Drake, J. Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to be NBA players. And then, not so much sports related, but it kind of has to do with sports. Did you see the video of Jackson Mahomes allegedly forcing a kiss on a woman at her own bar?
Yeah, but I was confused by that because I thought he was gay.
I thought he was too, but this video, I don't know, it didn't really look like she wanted it.
No.
She said, "He forcibly kissed me out of nowhere, and I'm telling him, pushing him off, saying, 'What are you doing?' And then he did it two more times."
Yeah, he's a cancer.
I don't know, he's just weird. He's just weird.
So,
I don't get it.
I like Patrick Mahomes, but his wife and his brother are cancer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely cancer. Like that... That video of her pouring beer on, what fans were, was it Chargers fans? Do you remember what video I'm talking about?
Yeah. It was definitely a rivalry. Was it Chargers fans?
Was it Raiders?
No, I think it was Chargers fans.
I know it was last season for sure. Not this last season, but the season before, in 2021-2022. But I don't know, that's just uncalled for. Like, your husband's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and nonetheless the best quarterback in the league. You can't act up like that.
No.
You shouldn't act like that in general, but, you know, people are just stupid.
Oh, yeah. What I also think is stupid, this just came to me, I forgot to mention this earlier. UFC this past weekend, they featured Jake Gyllenhaal was fighting, and everybody on Twitter posted him winning a match by TKO, but it was a staged match that they were filming for a new movie coming out. So they used a live audience, and he was fighting at this event for a movie, and they just spoiled the ending because he wins by TKO. So what the fuck's the point?
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't like that they did that.
No.
But that's all that
did
I had.
Did you see the nickname they gave Mikal Bridges?
No.
Brooklyn Bridges. I actually kind of like that.
I like it too. Hey, the bridge had the most important role in the Spider-Man No Way Home movie.
It did.
A lot of bridge scene. It's so funny.
Yeah. Well, Dim, did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about?
No, that is all today for me.
Yeah, that's going to be all. Not really a ton happened this weekend other than the combine. Definitely excited for the draft. Not as excited as a Browns fan, but, you know, we can only pray that someone falls to us in the second round.
Yeah, and we should have some NFL league news this week. I'm expecting something with Lamar Jackson this week.
Yeah, did you, actually, before we end, did you hear the, I know you listened to Part of My Take.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the episode with Adam Schefter?
Yeah. Yeah, he teased PFT and said that the Commanders were going to sign Lamar Jackson, and then at the end of the episode, he told him it was fake.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I loved it.
Oh, what was I looking up? I was going to look up something. Oh, I remember when NFL free agency starts.
Also want to find out.
Oh, literally March 13th.
Okay, so 2 weeks.
Yeah. So there's a 2-day negotiating period. So that starts the 13th, and no one can sign till the 15th.
Okay.
So nothing can be official till the 15th.
I take back what I said. There will be no NFL news regarding Lamar Jackson this week.
Just a bunch of rumors.
Maybe we'll find out what happens with John Morant this week.
Ooh. Yeah, it says that he's out indefinitely for right now.
Load management.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, pretty excited to be using video form and being on YouTube now. So if you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and check out our YouTube channel at Hold My Bev. We're going to be posting videos every week now. Other than that,
you guys make sure you check us out on all social media platforms. Remember to gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.